It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights yesterday conducted a hearing with representatives from the U.S. State Department. The hearing focused on the physical, sexual, and psychological abuse experienced by children when housed with adults in Michigan prisons. Joining us now is Deborah LaBelle, an attorney with the ACLU Juvenile Life Without Parole Initiative. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
When we talk about children being housed with adults, can you specify how we're defining child and under what circumstances they would be imprisoned with adults?
Children are defined by all international laws and the federal government in their regulations for the Prison Rape Elimination Act and by the federal government itself as children under the age of 18. And although Michigan we used as an exemplar state, there are 25 states in the United States that are placing children under the age of 18 in adult prison and jails and not keeping them separate from adults. So the law requires not even placing them there, but there are other laws that require that if you're going to do it, you have to keep them completely separate from adults, knowing the kind of harm they face. And so I should note that there are 25 states in the federal government who do not put children in adult prisons and jails. And I should also note that in Michigan, which we used as an exemplar state, the majority of children put in the adult prisons and jails are there for property crime.
So are you seeing the same kind of abuses that are of concern in Michigan prisons specifically?
Yes. There was some testimony, actually, verbal testimonies, in this case of a 17-year-old boy who was placed in a cell with a over 30-year-old adult male and for 2 months was raped daily. And other youth who were raped in showers by adult male prisoners. And it's in addition to the harm, the physical and psychological harm that's going on, putting children in the adult facilities also results in them losing the very two things that make them children, education and contact with their family and parents. So, you know, one of the things that everyone is disturbed about is that we all know the harm. The Department of Justice said that they're 5 to 20 times more likely to be raped in an adult facility. And, in fact, they're studying the issue again because they think the numbers are much higher. That the rate of recidivism for children who come out of adult facilities, even if they spend only a year there, is much higher than in the juvenile facilities where they get rehabilitation. So all of these issues, which the commission said they found deeply disturbing and shocking, and that they felt that it had a priority in terms of human rights violation.
Deborah, you said that many of the young people who are in prison are there for property crimes. Is there an
Yes.
alternative that other states are using to what Michigan is currently doing?
Yes, I mean, there are two alternatives. For example, Connecticut recently decided that this simply wasn't the way to go, and they've removed 16-year-olds and now 17-year-olds are in the process of removing from all adult prisons and jails and processing them through the juvenile system to get the rehabilitation and treatment they deserve. Especially for property crimes, they're pulling back and saying we need to help, not hurt. We know that most of these crimes are as a result of adolescent behavior, risk-taking, peer pressure, chaotic home environments, and that these are children that we should save, not throw away. Even for those children who commit homicide crimes and therefore have longer sentences, you take the example of California, who says, well, you may have a long sentence, but we're not going to place you in an adult prison or jail until after you turn 18.
Deborah LaBelle is an attorney with the ACLU Juvenile Life Without Parole Initiative. Deborah, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.